Would you eat every day at McDonald's and nothing else for a month for $25,000? 100%. Wouldn't think about it twice. I happen to love McDonald's.
Yeah.
I like their breakfast. You can get a salad. You can get a wrap.
They made a documentary about that, right?
Super Size Me. Yeah.
I don't think that's good on your health.
It's not good on your health, but for 1 month, you can undo 1 month. And you don't even have to eat that poorly. Like, I mean, again, you're going to have some poor meals, but you don't have to have French fries every meal and whatever. And then, you know, it doesn't say that you can't work out that month either.
What happened to the salad shakers? Remember the salad shakers?
I do remember the salad shakers.
What happened?
Yeah, they didn't really sell very
well. A little bubble top and you poured a ranch and you
concept, yeah. You know, the concept of the salad shaker was how can we, this is the honest to God truth. Do you know how they invented those? Like, why?
No.
The concept of a McDonald's salad shaker. Do you remember those, Valero?
I'm looking at them now. No, I don't.
So the concept was for people that go through the drive-thru, they eat a burger or whatever and, you know, drink a soda. But there are people that want to stay healthy that don't have time to come into the restaurant either. Can we create something that's healthy enough that you can eat it on the go? And so they charge themselves with the idea of, well, how can we figure out how to eat a salad while you're driving?
Yeah.
And that was the concept. So it's essentially a salad in a cup.
Yep.
And you would drink, I mean, but very difficult to eat a salad in a cup. You still kind of need the fork.
You still fork it, but you can put it in the cup holder.
But you can put it in the cup
around.
Holder. Yep.
That I used to love the salad shakers.
That was the concept of the salad shakers. They no longer have those. But I would, for $25,000 for 1 month, I would do that. Would you do that?
Nah.
You would not do that.
I'm not a huge McDonald's guy.
I love McDonald's. Yeah. Would you do that for a month?
Maybe $50,000.
You wouldn't do it for $25,000.
Dude, you're going to feel bad. Like, it's like,
You don't have to eat a Big Mac with cheese every meal.
What, do you eat
and to Hawk's point, you know what? Because I'm thinking, you know, Belair, I'm thinking like you. Like, you're there, you're eating hash browns and a big, you know, sandwich every day.
You don't have to do that.
Like, they really have salads. They might have salad shakers.
I go there sometimes. You can get a grilled chicken sandwich plain, and then you could take the bun off it and just eat it as a chicken filet. And then, like I said, you could still work out that month. That's a no-brainer to me. But
I take Metamucil.
I take Miralax. But
yeah,
anyway, it doesn't.
I can't do that to my body.
And a stool softener at night, but I think we all do that.
I take Robitussin.
So,
for fun?
It gets me into.
Is that scissor?
Falero's email yesterday. We used to do a segment. It was just something that I thought of as I read the text. But Falero emailed me yesterday, and I actually tweeted out a screen grab of the email because it was so great. We used to do a thing called Way Too Deep Wednesdays. And we got away from it. And yesterday we were loaded down. And today I really don't even have time for this. But it's not Wednesday, but we could do a Think Hard Thursday.
That's the name y'all got, huh?
Not really.
I wanted Way Too Deep Wednesday. You didn't do it yesterday.
I want to call it a salad shaker. This is a salad shaker Thursday.
I loved it.
But he came up with three questions. I'm going to just bounce these off you, okay? Do you have your Way Too Deep Wednesday music?
Thought you'd never ask.
This was a concept that we created. This had to be, what, 2 years ago?
2 years ago, yeah.
And it was like, well, first of all.
I think the first question was if you're able to press a button for $5 million, but it killed 10 people in the world, would you do it? I think that was the first question.
Was it?
Yeah, it was pretty deep.
I remember something like that.
And it was because this music, because it was like, it wasn't an easy question. This is from the movie Pearl Harbor, inexplicably, but... So here are the three questions that he emailed me yesterday, which happened to be fascinating.
He made them. You didn't make these up.
No chance. I could see that he copied
numbers,
them.
No.
First of all, the first one is numbered 5. The second one is numbered 1. And the third one is numbered 10. So he didn't do any work other than find these somewhere.
The cut and paste made.
Good, man.
The first question he emailed me, would you rather know when you will die or how you will die?
How?
I think I lean towards how as well.
Yeah.
When?
Really? Man, when would put you in a crazy situation?
But at least you can kind of budget it. You can do all you want in the world.
But that kind of ruins it. If you have to budget life, like you should always live as if tomorrow's going to be your last day and stuff. But to know the actual date, but to know the methodology could be the worst decision you ever make.
No. You know what? My thought process was they would give you 1207, December 13th, 2072. That's all you get. If you have how...
But you can't change it. You can't change it.
No. You might be able to figure out, like, okay, if they say you get eaten by an alligator.
Right, you're going to stay out of the Everglades.
That's the thing. You could kind of adjust to it.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Can't change it.
That's where my thought process
now went. Question number two, I don't like talking about flatulence on this show. It's one of the things that on radio. I'm not a pass gas kind of guy.
Huck, we talked about the criminal doo-doo butt yesterday.
That is true.
Let's get the question.
So I shouldn't sound very erudite, like we don't do this kind of story.
It appears that a 21-year-old Baltimore man, known by the alias Doo-Doo Butt, was arrested for a road rage-style shooting.
But that happens to be fun.
A.K.A. Doo-Doo Butt, was wanted for first-degree murder and was arrested in Pennsylvania on a Maryland warrant. No word on how he got that alias.
Come on with question number two.
That I find to be interesting and funny. Fart jokes, I think, are lowbrow. But regardless... Would you rather have all farts be silent but deadly, extremely deadly, or all farts be harmless but unbelievably loud?
Oh, silent and deadly. Blame other people.
Really?
No, but you'll experience it when you go to a restaurant. Whoever passes gas, it's extremely deadly.
I thought you were talking about just off of
no,
you.
No, everyone on the planet.
Oh, loud. If it's everybody, loud and stinkless.
So you can never go to a movie again without...
No.
Like, just really loud.
But it would force people to do what you're really supposed to do and go to the bathroom. It would force people to... They might have fart rooms then. Bathroom next to the fart room.
That's you probably would.
Yeah. Accountability.
You get up for farts?
Well, me?
Yeah.
I take Metamucil.
I take Miralax.
I take Robitussin.
Finally, would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
Horse-sized duck.
I think I'm with Crowder on that one.
I don't even think I can give you an answer. It's so stupid. I can't.
The duck doesn't have any things to hurt you. That little beak's not going to hurt
the
you.
The duck's bill and the...
Bill is it's rounded.
But a horse-sized duck?
Yeah, it'd be so fat and slow. Have you seen how ducks move?
Yeah, but I mean, one kick of the...
Their legs are short.
But it's a horse size.
But their legs are still... Their body's
well,
not made
for... Well, something's horse-like, so either the body is gigantic and the bill is bigger than your body. Like, so if you can't have a horse-sized duck and he's still got stubby legs.
He has to have stubby legs. He's a duck.
He will stomp his web foot on you.
He couldn't get his knee high enough. Have you seen Jurassic Park with all the little bitty dinosaurs that jump you? The 100 duck horses would jump you.
Yeah, 100's a lot, man. And I'm not a fan of ducks, so I just give me just one of them.
I feel like you could swat away a horse-sized duck, though. I mean, a duck-sized horse.
But they're fast.
Are they?
Yeah, horses are fast, bro. And they got the little hooves.
But they have to have stubby legs then, too, if they're the size of a duck.
One, I can look at face to face. I can see Mr. Duck coming, and I got a chance. I just step to the right or the left.
Looking at the looking at the text, I had a pet duck. Mean AF. They have teeth and claws. Google it.
Man, listen.
Google it, Barbara.
Google it, Barbara. I'm not scared of a duck.
Well, we know you're scared of horses.
I don't like horses. Yeah. And that, you know what? Falero brings up a point. I don't like horses, man. Horses look down upon you, man. They're disrespectful animals.
How do you feel your think what'd we call this?
Think Hard Thursday.
Think Hard Thursday.
Like
how'd it go for you?
It was okay. Could have done better.
Text it in. How'd it go for you? I hope so. Did it work? I hope so. Did Think a Lot Thursday work?
I hope so.
Kodak Black's always rooting for us. Always rooting for us.
He's a hell of a friend.
Do you think Omar Kelly will be good at four?
I hope so.
He wants the show to work.
Appreciate it, Kodak.
All right, everybody gather themselves.
Ducks don't even have knees.
They've got teeth. The guy says they're mean AF.
Yeah,
they got
great.
Teeth?
That's the what the guy duck? Says. I don't know.
Now, one of them.
Who owns a pet duck?
One of them geese? Now, they got some attitude.
They get honked off. They do. They get honked off like a goose.
Oh, that was clever.
No, but that's where it comes from. You get honked off like a goose. All right.